The Church of God the Eternal presents Unjust Slavery, a message by Mr. John Brisby for the night to be much observed, March 30th, 2018.
Very special greetings to all of you, dear friends, on this beginning of the seven-day Feast of Unleavened Bread. As the sun is set, we are now beginning in that special period of time that comes every year, a special commandment of God in order to put leavening out, and so we've done that. We've made sure that prior to this evening, we have done the physical things to please God, symbolic of our need to unleaven our lives as well. But this particular night, God set apart and made special, and so by tradition, as we were instructed through God's ministry for many decades now, we have also had a special physical celebration, a gathering of brethren together on this first high day of unleavened bread on the opening night. And so we are commanded to celebrate, but we also just want to go through and a very, very quick summary of why we're doing this and what it means so that we don't lose the history, the importance of that. Last night at the Passover service, as you will recall, even as Jesus Christ was brutalized and mistreated physically, being innocent, God also allowed the physical Israelites to be brutalized and mistreated. So somehow the suffering plays a role in this master plan. And it is for good, even as it was a wonderful, glorious blessing that Christ endured his suffering so that you and I are the recipients of great blessings and hope for the future. So even his dealing with ancient Israel told part of the same story, because God did allow Israel to suffer through slavery and the cruelty of Egyptian dominion. So we want to go back and very quickly go through and be reminded of the original brutality that they experienced, the injustice, if you will, but ultimately that it had a happy ending in the plan of God. Exodus 2, verse 23, it came to pass in process of time that the king of Egypt died. This was the king that was favorable toward the Israelites. And the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage, and they cried. And their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage, and God heard their groaning. And God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob, and God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them. Now they might take exception with the timing, because the children of Israel actually became brutalized and enslaved for many, many years, for several generations. And so they really felt like God had abandoned them. And yet he never had. He did remember his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And it was a part of a glorious plan. Exodus 6, verse 9. And Moses spake so unto the children of Israel when he first approached them, saying, I'm coming with good news because God is going to fulfill his promises and going to set you all free. They didn't believe it. They were quite pessimistic. But they hearkened not unto Moses for anguish of spirit and for cruel bondage. Yes, that's what problems in life, disappointments, heartaches, sorrows, pain, difficulty, the curses of the flesh. It makes us despondent. It very easily makes us lose hope. Because being under a curse without redemption is incredibly depressing. And so Israel had lost hope in great part, and yet God was sincere to follow through to give them that release that he had always promised. Let's see the fulfillment of it. Exodus 12, verse 21, as we read through very quickly then to show the liberation that God gave. When he finally solved the issue of the injustice which they had suffered under the hand of cruel taskmasters and ultimately were set free. Exodus 12, verse 21, then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, draw out and take you a lamb according to your families and kill the Passover. And you shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin. Strike the lintel in the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin, and none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning. For the Eternal will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Eternal will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come into and unto your houses to smite you. So first it was going to be a promise that he was going to miraculously protect them from this supernatural killing that was going to take place upon the families of the Egyptians. And you shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever. Meaning, when God created this miracle to humble the Egyptians and to set free the Israelites, he says, I'm going to want you to remember, because human beings love to forget. And he says, I don't want you to forget, which is why we're going to have a memorial. And you're going to rehearse it every year. And it shall come to pass, verse 25, that when you come to the land which the Eternal will give you according as he hath promised, that you shall keep this service. And it shall come to pass, when your children shall say unto you, what mean you by this service, that you shall say it is a sacrifice of the Eternal's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses. And the people bowed the head in worship. What he's describing here is a final act of justice. He's finally going to right the wrongs of the cruelties of the Egyptians, and he's going to bring their own rightfully incurred condemnation upon their own heads, and he's going to set these victims free so that they cannot be dominated and taken advantage of anymore. Verse 28, and the children of Israel went away and did as the Eternal had commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. And it came to pass that at midnight the Eternal smote all of the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle, meaning all of their livestock. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, rise up and get you forth from among my people, both you and the children of Israel, and go and serve the Eternal as you have said. Also take your flocks and your herds as you have said, and be gone and bless me also. He was finally willing to humble himself before the God of Israel and stop trying to negotiate, which is what he had done from the very beginning of the first plague, now up until this 10th plague. Finally, he stopped trying to negotiate, and he finally said, you win. Take everything you demanded from the beginning, and please leave. And the Egyptians were urgent upon the people that they might send them out of the land in haste, for they said, we be all dead men. They finally came to respect this God of Israel as a God who was going to slay them if they did not listen and if they did not capitulate to his will. And the people took their dough before it was leavened, their kneading troughs being bound up in their clothes upon their shoulders. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment. And the Eternal gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians. And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramesses to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot that were men beside children. And a mixed multitude went up also with them, and flocks and herds, even very much cattle. And they baked unleavened cakes of the dough which they brought forth out of Egypt, for it was not leavened, because they were thrust out of Egypt and could not tarry, neither had they prepared for themselves any victual. And there is one of the aspects of unleavened bread which is really interesting, the idea that it was a bread that was baked in haste. picturing and symbolizing the fact that when God finally acts, although it may seem like it takes him forever, the way human beings judge it, but when God acts, it very often goes very, very quickly. It's something that happens overnight, without anticipation, at least by human observance, and then before you know it, everything is upside down, but the plan and the will of God carries forward right on schedule. And so unleavened bread, this bread that was baked without leavening because there wasn't time, a hasty concoction, symbolized being thrust out of Egypt, just like many of you when you were called. In essence, it was God opening your mind and encouraging you to rush, not just the dawdle, on your way out of worldly sin. Verse 40, now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years, a long, long time from God's initial dealing with Abraham. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day, it came to pass that that all the host of the Eternal went out from the land of Egypt. It is a night to be much observed unto the Eternal for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Eternal to be observed of all the children of Israel in their generations. And so this is that night. This is the anniversary of that night that the Israelites finally went out free from the oppression of their taskmasters. And so God wants it to be celebrated, and he wants us to remember. He also wants us to understand our role in it spiritually, the more important aspect. The fact that you and I have been given the miracle of coming out of this world, of bondage to our own carnal minds, which are deadly, and the chance by knowing the truth and receiving the Holy Spirit to have a chance to be redeemed and a chance to be a part of God's eternal plan of redemption for the entire human family. So Israel had to wait in order to see how justice ultimately would prevail. According to the plan of God, they had to wait for that justice. So too must we be far-sighted to recognize the wisdom of that very same Savior. So, my dear friends, we have much to celebrate tonight, not only in the memorial of what God did with ancient Israel historically, but also our role today in coming out of spiritual Egypt. May your celebrations tonight and your reflection over the next 7 days of this Feast of Unleavened Bread be joyous and inspiring and fruitful.